This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday. As we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include property found on North of Zorka. Received a report of a roll of turf on the sidewalk. An officer responded, advised it was part of the construction on Absorca, and there was an entire pallet of turf right next to it. See?
I saw him putting the turf down.
Did you call the police, Brett? Was that the first thing you thought of? I better call the police. This is what terrorists do.
Well, it looked like that one maybe was trying to crawl away. That was a little disturbing.
Well, and it's like, I found just a roll, and then the cop says, well, if you look right next to it, there's a whole pallet of turf.
And seven guys rolling it out.
Hey, where'd that turf come from?
Working. So if you see someone rolling out turf, we don't think there's any crime going on. Okay.
Are you authorized to handle that substance?
That's not what terrorists do, people. No. So, also, missing dog, beagle, people called up, said they found their dog. Fraud related, Sequoia Drive received report of a fraud. The case is under investigation. There's all kinds of different frauds,
there
right?
There really is.
Yeah. So.
And remember the rule of thumb, if it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it is most likely too good to be true.
And so. If you didn't sign up for a lottery,
yeah,
you didn't win one.
Yeah, and unless a Nigerian prince is in your family... they probably don't want to send you money, okay?
Probably not.
Traffic stop on North Everts. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for headlight out, no driver's license, and driving out of class. Disposition warning issued.
Huh? So,
driving out of class.
You have no class.
Yep, yeah, no class. So they're driving out of it.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Probably a classification. I guess. Could be underage drivers.
All right. Daylight only.
Yeah.
Eyeglasses.
Yeah. Traffic stop. Driving without a license. Driver's side headlight out. Citation. No proof of insurance. Traffic stop. No driver's license. Passenger side taillight out. So why are these licensed? I mean, if they didn't make them out of concrete blocks, then maybe more people would carry them. They're just hard to lug around, a license, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Welfare check on North Ingalls. Received request. Check the welfare of a subject. An officer advised a person, fine. So they knock on the door. You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. So they pass it on to the person, and the person says, well, check on the neighbor, too. Okay? Could you check on his dog? See how they're doing.
And check my oil.
Yeah. Fraud-related. Powell Hospital received a report of a possible prescription drug fraud.
Yeah.
Case under investigation. I need that oxycodone. So,
yeah.
And... yes, I am a 90-year-old person.
Oh. I'm headed to a party, and I was to bring the party favors.
Yeah, and sure, that's my picture. No. Traffic stop, North Hamilton. Traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a 20-year-old out of Powell, charged with possession of marijuana, UAD, and open container. Getting ready to party. Transported to the Park County Detention Center, disposition, see case. So, harassment on Avenue F. Received report of harassment. An officer spoke with the RP and gave them some ideas on how to handle the situation. So, curl up in a ball. That might be.
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of different harassments. And thank you, Internet, for helping out with additional outlets for harassment. So there you go. So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. Traffic stop on 16th. No action taken. Female lost. Needs to get to Montana.
There's a compass.
Yeah.
Go north.
And it's like, you might have to look at the stars, you know? suspicious activity, Park County Complex. RP believes his window was hit with a bullet as he was driving in front of the Park County Complex. Disposition assistance given. Usually it's a rock, Russ. Sounds like a bullet sometimes.
And did it actually, like, go through? Was it a through and through? And I mean, no, it wasn't a bullet.
Most likely not a bullet, but maybe a rock. So, threats on Good Turn. RP receiving threats via phone. You think you move to Good Turn, there'd be no more threats anymore. No. You just moved to Threat Turn. I don't know. That might be a block in Cody. They got different weird ones.
Yeah,
so.
They do.
Motor vehicle crash. Walmart. No injuries. Toward the back in the row in front of the liquor store. Disposition CK. So you got in a wreck at the liquor store at Walmart. Heading back to the trailer court after that. So let's see. Traffic stop at Cody Firearms Experience. Driver warned for side headlight out. Probably got shot out by Cody Firearms. So let's go over here. Things aren't opening right. Here we go. Lots of traffic stops. Cougar Avenue warned for speeding in a school zone and Wyoming registration. So I'm not sure how long they give you for getting your Wyoming registration.
But after you move here?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get it right away if you're staying.
Oh, okay. Well.
Pretty sure.
Some people just don't want to, Russ.
Well, it costs money.
Yeah. Probation violation, Cody High School, this at 10:30 in the morning during a school day, so already breaking your probation at 10:30. Let's see, parking problem on Stone Street. Question about parking, disposition assistance given. How do you park, dude? I don't know.
Everybody on this, they're all this way in there.
Yeah. miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP lives in Arizona, wants to talk to an officer about the listed man not leaving them alone. Disposition assistance given. He's being bothered by somebody around Cody all the way in Arizona. Oh.
And, of course, when that phone rings, you have to answer.
Yeah, well, some people, they don't have caller ID, Ross.
I guess not.
Some, maybe. I'm guessing.
Weird.
You'd have to have a pretty old phone not to have some kind of caller ID on it, wouldn't you think?
Bag phone.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get this to open. There we go. Oh. No, we're moving. There we go. Road hazard blockage, Kent Avenue. RP states there's a lot of .22 ammo and magazines on the road. Assistance given. So we'll go pick them up.
Fell out of somebody's pickup or something?
Yeah, probably. Probably ended up putting it on the hood, and then let's go.
And he's driving. I got me 1,000 rounds.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Animal stray, Moose Creek Lodge. There's a cat up in the engine.
Oh, no.
To animal shelter. The law violation, Wyoming Avenue. RP says someone accessed the house she is taking care of. Well, you're not very good at it. Get to lock the doors. Miscellaneous assistant, Sheridan Avenue. RP has a few questions regarding her neighbor's cameras. Oh, they're pointing at her. Oh, I don't know. Just keeping an eye on her. So, drug-related, Juby's. Disposition, CK. So that's old school stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, assist other agency, arrest and hold. So that's probation and parole. Let's see, suspicious activity, Sheridan Avenue. RP says he has a suspicious individual digging through the dumpsters and pulled out 2 duffel bags. Well, there you go.
That sounds fishy.
Yeah, it's Santa, you know. So. Could be.
Dumpster diving with Santa. Come on, kids.
Finally found it. Welfare check, silver dollar bar. Folks laying on the road. Gone on arrival. This at 1:55 a.m. Oh.
This isn't like some new internet thing, is it?
Yeah.
Get drunk and lay on the road.
I think they were just drunk, Ross. Wow, I'm guessing, Ross. At 1:55 outside the dollar.
Pretty good bet.
There may have been alcohol involved and then people laying in the road. So, parking problem. Mountain View Man RP says a vehicle parked in the handicapped space. No stickers. She didn't have a description of the vehicle. And the plate number she gave, invalid. Well, are you sure that it didn't have stickers then, since you couldn't see the license plate correctly?
You couldn't even jot down what kind of vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
It had four wheels.
The animal stray, South Chugwater, RP says there's a black rabbit in her yard. She'd like an officer to come and pick it up. I can't go outside. There's a rabbit.
A black rabbit.
Suspicious activity. Bubba's Barbecue. RP has a video of a vehicle that was circling his employee lot, and driver got out and was looking inside vehicles.
Uh-oh.
And doing it on camera. So, watch out. There are cameras all over the place.
Yes, there are, even here in Wyoming.
Yeah. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Tim laying on the sidewalk, that means it's lunchtime. We're at Aldridge's, so... Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.